Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and it's so good to have you join me today. On yesterday's broadcast, I began a message which I thought would be really appropriate for this week of Thanksgiving, entitled All Things Are Yours. And on yesterday's broadcast, I was just laying a foundation, starting with that scripture in Proverbs 28:5, which says, "They that seek the Lord understand all things." Now, that's a pretty amazing statement, but in order to grasp what the Word is saying, I wanted to develop a little bit what, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of scripture, what the Word tells us about those gracious gifts, according to 1 Corinthians 2:12, that God has freely given us, those blessings that God has graciously given us. 1 Corinthians 2:15 says, "He that is spiritual judgeth all things." So there is that statement in the Word of God that we, if we are spiritual beings and we become alive, our spirit man is born again. We were dead in trespasses and sin. We had no life. We had no understanding. But once we are born again, the Spirit of God comes and dwells in our spirit man. And we then begin, as we learn the ways of the Lord, begin to have the mind of Christ. It was a command. Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." And so, because we are part of God's family, naturally, we're going to begin to understand everything, the world we live in, the things that happen to us, not just as the world understands, they're so limited, they're in deception, but we can understand truth and the power of reality that exists in the living God. He is, I am that I am, eternally present, eternally unchanging, having all power, all knowledge, all wisdom, all majesty. This is the God that we served. He created all things. Revelation says He has created all things for His pleasure, and for His pleasure they are and were created. And in Jesus, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelt. It's an amazing thing. But God, because He did not want to lose us, and because we disobeyed, we cut ourselves off. He warned Adam and Eve, our first parents, but they willfully chose to disobey. They were deceived and hungering, thinking that they could become, quote, like gods. They did not understand the treachery of the serpent, the Satan, who began whispering those lies, "You won't die, you will be like God." And so God was holding out on them, and they went ahead. They were enticed by sin. And in order to restore that fellowship, because God is a just God, He's a holy God, He means what He says what He means, it will bring death. And there was no way we could redeem ourselves. But He sent Jesus, who was perfect in all every aspect. He was without sin. And because of His sacrifice, those who will believe and accept can now be restored into God's beautiful family. Man was the crowning glory and is the crowning glory of God's creation. It's, can you imagine what all the universe must have stood still when mankind sinned? Hebrews 2:8 says, "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet." Psalm 8 expresses similar thoughts. "What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, crowned mankind with honor and glory." Praise God. When we become a born-again Christian, the Word tells us that we have the power to become the sons of God. In fact, only if we're born again, that's the only way we can enter the kingdom of God. Remember what Jesus said to Nicodemus? Unless a man be born again, there is no way he can enter in. He can't live. He cannot experience God's kingdom unless we are radically changed. And that's what happens in salvation. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, the Lord wants us to understand that He desires from all eternity. His heart has, because He is a God of love, He was perfectly content, perfectly satisfied. He had no needs. There was perfect love and relationship and harmony in the Godhead. But the very nature of love is that you want to share. And so that is what He wants us to lay hold of, to grasp more and more clearly. In fact, as we grow in the knowledge of God, we understand that the most beautiful of all relationships, that of a bride and bridegroom, will, where there's perfect love and communion and harmony and oneness, that's what God desires for us. All the way through the scriptures, we find it when He was talking about Israel, "You've been as an adulteress, you've left me, you've gone a whoring after other gods." And we can hear His hurt and offended heart because He loves so deeply. And so it's not just a matter of ethics, of doing what's, you know, doing what a harsh, unloving God requires, but He wants us, "If you love me," Jesus said, "you'll keep my commandments." Philippians 3 and 8 says, Paul was saying, "Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung or refuse, that I may win Christ and be found in Him." What a statement. He's saying, "I've lost everything, and I don't, all those things I lost, the position, the prestige, the comfortable life." Because when he was called as an apostle, the Lord told him, "I will show you the things that you must suffer for my name's sake." We haven't gone through anything that Paul has experienced, but he was saying the most important thing for him is to win Christ, to be found in Him. Is that your desire? The Lord wants us to enter into His love, to experience His love. That's the only way we're really going to be healed. That's the purpose of His dealings with us, that we can be in such a place that we can have a fruitful relationship with Him. You know, I mean, you might love a child, but you, if you're an adult, the only kind of depth of relationship which you can experience as equals is if you're talking with another adult of kindred spirit and same heart. And it's just because a child has an experience and they don't have the knowledge and understanding. They can't relate as you can. And so that's what God is wanting for us. Ephesians 4:15 says that we be henceforth, be no more children, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, the Word tells us that there are three important qualities or virtues, if you will, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Remember, Paul was talking about that in that famous love chapter, the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And so all these wonderful promises, the exceeding great and precious promises that God has given us in Christ Jesus, through faith and hope in the promises of God, we can move on and we can grow and mature in our Christian experience. But not just having faith or hope, but also we need to receive God's love, His fellowship, His provision. And if we will do that, He is going to bring us, as the Psalm says, into a large place. It is so large that, brother and sister, we can't imagine how great it is. And now I want to share an absolutely wonderful scripture found in 2 Peter 1 and 3. "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you," Amen, beloved. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That means that anything we possibly could need, God has already given us provision. We don't have to beg him. It's already been accomplished for us. We just have to receive it. It's like a gift. Someone might have all manner of gifts for you, but unless you receive, hold out your hand to take it, you won't enjoy the blessing of that gift. And here is a scripture that I really want to focus on. It's found in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 21. In fact, I want to read that. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God. All things are yours. What is Paul saying here? All things. And that's what I want to explore in the few broadcasts we have left for this week. And if there's a reason to be thankful to God, to praise God, it's an amazing realization and revelation of what God has done for us. But in the moments that remain, I do want to invite you, if you have prayer needs, feel free to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And then this will be the last week I'm going to be announcing the 50th Jubilee anniversary of Unveil Christ Ministries. We've been in existence and on daily radio for 50 years when my husband started the ministry in 1965. And I have a 50th commemorative booklet I've put together. It's not that large, a little history with pictures. And if you'd like it, just request it. I also have on CD format Ministry Classics of Reverend Neil Glass and Song and Radio Broadcast. And if you never heard my husband preach or sing, then there's a blessing for you. Just request it, and I'll be happy to put it in the mail to you for the asking. Thank you for joining me, and I pray that as you gather with family, friends, and loved ones at this Thanksgiving time, that you will be ever so deeply aware of God's goodness and blessings in your life. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,